and a road that's hit. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. And a path not taken. A choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you're might awake to a brand new life.
Is rough. How could we not get invited to that party?
Simple. Ellen Frommer only invites people on the A list. Sometimes the B list.
What list are we on?
Julia, we're unlisted.
Well, I know how Susie Bellamy got in the in crowd.
Yeah, so do I.
What good did it do her? Now she's visiting an aunt in Europe.
Girls, I couldn't help but overhearing that you're having some popularity problems.
Yeah, we're dirt.
Well, you may not believe this, but I went through a similar stage myself.
No.
Yes, I was dying to be a part of the in crowd, and so I just made a conscious decision to be more perky, get my personality out there. And before I knew it, I was in the science club and the debating society.
Hey, those are really perky clubs.
Well, laugh if you will, but if Susie Bellamy had spent more time debating, she wouldn't be in Europe with her aunt.
Hello. Anybody wants me tomorrow? I'll be at the mall from the hours of 11 to 5.
That's wonderful. You got the job.
A piece of cake.
Did I miss something? I thought you already had a job.
Well, I guess you could call what I do here a job. I mean, hey, I cook, I clean, I wash, I iron, I dust, I mop, I glow. Like 10:30, there's nothing left to do.
Sounds good to me.
Well, it's a little boring, Samantha. You know, I think they call it the housewife blues. I mean, how many Tupperware parties can I throw?
So, what's this job?
Oh, well, let me tell you, this guy was looking for somebody who could make a difference. Somebody who had creative and organizational skills. Somebody who was willing to serve the community.
So, what's the job?
I'm working in a fast food joint.
It's not just a fast food joint. It's a theme restaurant.
That's right, that's right. This place is groovy. It's out of sight. It's mod.
Is it on the fourth floor of the mall?
Could be.
Is it where all the spectacular kids hang out?
Yeah.
You are working at the Yellow Submarine?
We all live in a Yellow Submarine.
I sure got some gold mine here, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And what a kitchen. I mean, double oven, 8 burners. Ooh, you don't know what industrial appliances do to me.
I see you appreciate the finer things. I like that on the manager. Glad to have you aboard.
Glad to be aboard the Yellow Sub, sir.
At ease. Mr. Seller, you know what the key to success of this place is?
Good food?
No way. It's the kids. The kids. They love to hang out. They love to eat.
They love to spend their parents' money.
Oh, good thinking, Miss Ellie. Listen, I gotta go to a meeting to open up another franchise, so you're gonna have to hire the new waitress. You can handle that, huh?
Well, I've been studying waitresses for a while.
All right, hey, have a good trip, boss.
You bet.
Okay, kids, come on in.
Come on in, kids.
And pass those applications up front, please. Thank you very much. Let's see here. Williams, Kathy?
Hi.
Hello, hi, Kathy.
Sims, Ralph?
Oh.
Yo, Ralph, what's happening? Miss Ellie, Samantha?
That's funny, because I got a daughter by that.
Hi, Dad.
Dad?
Unfair advantage.
All right, Samantha, can I have a word with you, please?
Yeah.
Samantha, what are you doing here?
Applying for a job. I have a ride. It's a free mall.
The free mall? I know that, but what do you need a job for?
Dad, it's time I became my own person, became more independent, had more responsibility, and knew the joy of getting a paycheck every week.
Okay. Now, what's the real reason?
Dad, this place is the key to my social life.
Oh, Oh, that's what I thought.
Is she applying for the job or not?
Yes, she's applying. Yes, we do not discriminate on the basis of race, creed, or daughter. Okay, let's see. Now, let me brief you about what it's going to be like to work here at the Yellow Submarine, okay? Now, I am not a tough boss, so it's going to be a very relaxed atmosphere. Now, line up. As you know, the Yellow Sub is a theme restaurant. It's based on that famous song by the Beatles.
Who are they?
You're Sims, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, good. Okay. Okay, now, some rules and regulations I think you should know about. When you're here, you have a job to do. So there'll be no socializing or making dates with the customers. Okay. Let's see, I know there's basketball games on Friday nights, but Friday night's a big night for us, too, and your first commitment is here.
Huh? This guy's out of control.
Oh, wait. Now, I insist on clean hands, clean hair, and no gum chewing.
Hi, Dad.
Well, young lady, after looking through the applications, you seem to be the most qualified and the most here.
Hey.
Hi. I have a ham sandwich on pumpernickel with lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise.
Okay.
Some French fries and chocolate milk.
Okay, coming right up. Slice a pig, pop an oil, and drag it through the garden. Side a splendid of chocolate moo juice.
Oh, I just love this place. Takes me back to the turbulent 60s, the protest movements, the sit-ins.
I remember burning my first bra. It lit up the sky.
Her?
Oh, that's okay, Mom. I've heard that one before.
Hello.
Hello.
And here you go.
Oh. Yeah. You want a shovel for that, dear?
My, I didn't think it would be this big.
I'll share it with you.
Get your own.
So, ladies, is our ace waitress taking good care of you?
Oh, the service is wonderful. So efficient, so professional.
So needed at table four.
Oh, gotta go.
Hey, peace, love, and rock and roll.
Oh, miss, could we have a little service here?
Hi, guys.
Isn't this place great?
I'll say, I just saw the captain of the football team. And the president of the student body. Isn't that Ellen Frommer?
You mean Elle? Oh, hi, Elle.
Just think, if a bomb hit this place, the world as we know it would end.
Popularity calls.
Samantha, when I hired you here, we agreed to some basic rules. You cannot hang around with your buddies.
But Dad.
No but dads. I am the manager. You are the waitress. This is strictly business. Now give me a kiss and get back out there.
Won't you take our money, please?
Sure.
Oh, dear. All I have is a 10, but what the heck? Keep the change.
Angela, the bill is $12.95.
Oh, dear. Here's another 10. Keep the change from this.
Cool. I'm going to be popular and rich.
Hey. All right. Well, ladies, thank you. Thank you for your patronage. And hey, bring these babes back anytime.
And we'll see you later tonight, Tony.
Oh, yes. Mother and I have a little surprise for you.
Ooh. Okay. I'll see you later.
It's been a long time since you surprised me, Leah.
If your mother looked like that, you'd get surprised all the time.
Hey, Gramps, pass me the ketchup.
Hey, don't you Gramps me, young fella.
Cool it, Leon.
Yeah, Leon, cool it. Never mind, I'll get it myself.
Keep your hands off the table. If you want it, ask for it right. Say please.
Oh, Leon.
Please. I better go break this up.
Dad, do you know who that is?
Yeah, it's Leon.
No, Dad, please don't.
Hey, yo. Up, let's go. Off the floor. Get back to your table.
Who's gonna make me?
I am.
Ooh, he's gonna hurt me. Teenage abuse, people. Teenage abuse.
All right. I'll tell you what you do. You don't have to go back to your table. Just hit the road.
You throw me out?
Oh, the quick mind. Come on, take it on the arches. Let's go.
Come on, guys. This place is history.
Guys! Come on, guys. Can't we talk about this? See ya. What have you done? You cleared this place out.
How was I to know they travel in packs?
Boy, there goes my social life. We might as well start eating chocolate and breaking out.
Yeah.
Who will notice? Look, here comes someone now.
Oh, no, it's Mr. Taylor. Talk loud and try to look like a lot of people, okay?
Hello, Mr. Taylor.
What happened? Where are all my customers? The kids, they're all gone.
Oh, no, there are two right over there.
Yeah, but those aren't the cool ones. Where's your father? I want to know what's going on here.
I'll tell you. That manager of yours did a wonderful thing. He kicked those kids out. And look how much nicer this place is.
Oh, he kicked the kids out.
You betcha.
Yeah. I see you for a moment over here, Sam.
Look, Mr. Taylor, all my dad was trying to...
Oh, so you're a part of this too?
No.
Well, he's your father. Weren't you behind him?
No. In fact, I told him not... I mean, I suggested that maybe he shouldn't.
That's what I thought. All right, where's your father?
He's out getting supplies.
All right, I gotta catch a plane to D.C. I tell you what, Samantha, you're a bright, capable young lady. I just have a little favor to ask you.
Anything, Mr. Taylor.
All right, Samantha, fire your father.
What?
Can your dad?
How can I do that?
It's easy. I fired mine.
No, I can't do that.
Oh, sure you can. Business is business. As soon as you get rid of your father, all the cool kids will come back.
They will?
Trust me. Look, this isn't personal. Either you fire your father or you lose your job. All righty? Okay.
How do you get this open?
No wonder I never learned how to cook. Luckily, I've been watching Tony.
All right.
I did my part. Now, Mother, you do the kneading.
With my bare hands?
Mother, knead.
This is nice.
Hey, it looks like the stuff that came out of my lizard when the rock fell on him.
Samantha, I'd like to place an order to go. Anything but meatloaf.
Okay, Angela, we'll bring home something great. The restaurant? No, it's not too busy.
How's Dad doing?
Well, he's kinda right here. Dad, it's Angela.
Oh. Hi, Angela. How you doing?
Good, good. And you got it in the bowl?
Ooh.
Yeah, well, no, hey, this manager thing is a mere bag of shells. Hey, I do have a great support team. Yeah, all right, well, look, we'll be home in about an hour. Okay, bye. Okay, Samantha, let's get ready for tomorrow. Because the key to this operation is being prepared.
I guess, but, you know, there's some things you just can't be prepared for.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Tidal waves, locusts, getting fired.
Getting fired? Oh, honey, don't be so insecure. You're doing fine.
So
far.
What are you talking about so far? Hey, let me tell you something. As long as I have a job here, you have a job here.
You know what, Dad? When I was just talking to Angela, I detected something in her voice. And it said, I sure wish Tony was here. It's such a big, empty house without his smiling face and bell-like laughter.
Bell-like laughter?
You know how she talks.
Come on, Sam. She's getting along fine. Are you kidding me? Hey, she cracked an egg. Hey, but I gotta tell you, the fact that you're here worrying about Angela makes me so proud. Samantha, you have a big heart.
Dad, you're fired.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Angela.
Oh, fresh strangled orange juice. My favorite.
Well, now that I only have one job, I try to do it well.
Look, Tony, I, of all people, understand the pain of rejection. You can't keep these things bottled up.
How did she become such a cold-blooded, heartless career woman?
Well, she was responsible and maybe a little ambitious.
Aha! So that's where she gets it from.
Morning, Angela. Hi, Dad.
Good morning, Samantha. Well, what will it be for our little working girl? Hey, let's see. Some pancakes, some cereal, some eggs Benedict Arnold.
I'm fine. I'll get something at work.
No, Sam. You have to have your breakfast.
Dad, it's okay. I'll manage.
Manage. Yes. It's nice when people can manage.
Oh, look at the time. I better get going.
Yes. We don't want you to be late. We wouldn't want you to get fired.
Bye.
If you give them food, shelter, and love, and they turn on you.
Dad's really bent out of shape.
Well, Samantha, your father's a little hurt.
It wasn't my fault. I didn't fire him. The owner did. I just delivered the message.
So you really had no choice.
Well, I could have refused to do it. But what good would that have done? Then we'd both be out of work, and I wouldn't be going to Ellen Fromer's party.
Ellen Fromer?
Oh, Elle. She's this really cool senior head cheerleader and everything fully together.
I see.
Look, Angela, it was Dad who laid down the rules. Business is business. It was nothing personal.
Well, it sounds like you have it all worked out.
Yes, I do.
Well, then there's really no problem, is there?
None.
Well, shouldn't you be off to work?
Glad you see it my way, Angela.
Bye.
Bye.
Shakes up, Miss Ellie.
Picking up.
Here you go.
Hi, Sam. Coming to Elle's party tonight?
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it for anything.
She's definitely got cool potential.
That's me.
Yeah. You know, it feels good to be back in the old place again. No offense, Sam, but your old man is a major mood buster.
You just caught him on a bad day. He's really okay.
Yeah, he's okay. Now that we got him fired.
You didn't get him fired. I got him fired.
You know, I kind of miss him. That funny way he talks.
Hey, oh.
A-O. If you're going to quote him, get it right. It's A-O-O-A.
Ooh, excuse me. You know, kind of sounds like that dwarf. What's his name? Sleepy or Dopey? I'd say he was definitely Dopey.
Here you go. Now you're really cool.
Sally, those are customers. What are you doing?
Something I should have done yesterday. I quit.
What?
It was an accident.
Let's get out of here, man. This place is bunk.
I'll pay the cleaning bill. It was an accident. That's all, fellas. Just an accident. Right. Nobody moves. Free fries all around.
Oh, no. The other one's back.
Samantha.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Now, look. I was thinking about this morning. I acted real jerky, and I wanted to talk to you about it. Look, I understand how hard it was for you to do what you did, and
and you were right to fire me and keep your own job. And I don't blame you for it. In fact, I'm proud of you. Because when a Maselli gets a job, a Maselli sticks with it through thick and thin.
Dad, I just quit.
That's my girl.
Hey, where are you going in such a hurry?
To the party over at Cynthia Brisker's house.
What happened to Ellen Frommer?
Angela, keep up with the news. Ellen Frommer's out. Cindy Brisker is in. When will you learn?
Hey, Wayne, where are you going?
To the Yellow Submarine. That's where the debating club hangs out now.
I am so proud of him.
Oh, yeah, he's getting perkier every day.
Well, looks like everything worked out. Except for poor Tony. He's going to have all this time on his hands.
Oh, don't worry about Tony. He's very resourceful. I saw him looking at the want ads this morning.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, excuse me. What's...
No.
Avon calling.
And have I got a blush on for you?